92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
You know, it wasn't that long ago when a tiny 25-year-old girl named Ariana Grande was the queen of the world. Everybody's eyes were focused on her. Every song she released became a huge hit. People responded to everything she shared on social media sites. But things have changed. Just recently, pop singer Taylor Swift was certified as a billionaire. And about 2 weeks ago, the Gannett Corporation, which owns and operates USA Today, the Arizona Republic, and other national newspapers and media outlets, hired journalists James Boswell for a full-time position to specifically follow and report on Taylor Swift. On the morning of Election Day, Taylor published a social media message to her 275 million followers, encouraging them to get off their bottoms and go vote. And based on statistics from Election Day, they definitely did. Now, there are some people, actually quite a lot of people, talking about the amount of influence Taylor Swift could potentially have on next year's presidential election, because we've repeatedly seen that when Taylor talks, people listen. If Taylor encourages or even endorses a candidate for president next year, that could have a huge impact on voter turnout and the overall result. Let's put this in perspective. You've probably heard she's dating a football player, and the day after she attended her first Kansas City Chiefs game, sales of Travis Kelce football jerseys shot up 400% over the next 24 hours. So imagine what kind of impact she could have on a presidential election next year.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.